ahead, Mrs. William Rogers.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fair.
I just wanted to wish all of you well.
How did you...
Your nice party. Well, I think Bob...
You have good spies.
Bob Haldeman. Bob Haldeman told me about it. And I think it's just a great idea. Are you having just the members of the cabinet and their... I mean, their wives of the members of the cabinet?
That's
are,
right. And then next week we're going to have the little cabinet at a coffee, and what we're trying to talk over is what we can do to be useful to the little cabinet and how... And what can we do to be useful to you? Anytime we can, I wish you'd...
Well, we have talked at the last cabinet meeting, as Ann Armstrong can tell you. I said that in terms of our budget battle and so forth and some of the others that we wanted to be sure not to overlook the tremendous asset we have. Cabinet surrogates. I mean, the wives. Some of them can't do it. Some will, like you can. Others just cannot.
Small children and so forth. But some are.
But some are very good at it. Some it's just uncomfortable.
Yes.
So that's what we want. The other thing I was going to tell you that you might tell them that I am planning. I haven't had one for a while. One of those where they meet the wives meet with the cabinet. Got to wait till it's until Camp David, but it'll be the latter part of April, around the 1st of May. Because that room is much bigger, as you know.
Yes.
It's a huge room there.
Oh, it's a lovely
And everybody can sit at the table that way.
Yes.
So
should I let them
you
know
can
that
tell
or should we see it? Fine.
Nope. You can tell them that there will be a meeting of the cabinet and their wives where they can all sit around the table, but they'll have a briefing and then have a little dinner. But that'll be the latter part of April, 1st of May, depending upon how the flowers look.
Sounds just great.
Well, you give it my best.
Very thoughtful. I certainly will, and they'll be flattered today.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.